We're going to continue to monitor this situation as everything moves off to the east.
People all across Texas are paying close attention to weather reports as the news of devastation wrought by tornadoes comes in. A tornado obliterated mobile homes and heavily damaged an elementary school in Eagle Pass, leaving debris spread over a wide area. Power lines are down and several buildings lost roofs. Dozens of people have flocked to nearby clinics and hospitals on both sides of the border. Mexican authorities say at least 40 people were injured by the storms, and they are continuing rescue operations to help people who may have been left stranded. In the Eagle Pass area, local police, the Border Patrol, and National Guard units are assisting local agencies in search and rescue efforts. More than 350 people crowded into shelters, and many more are believed to have gone to the homes of relatives and friends whose homes were not affected by the storm. The same storm system that generated the tornadoes in Texas moved on over eastern Colorado and produced heavy, wet snow. Many motorists were stranded by snowdrifts across roads, and some 60 school children had to be taken to shelters south of Denver when their buses were halted by the storm. A tornado damaged buildings in the community of Wild Horse, Colorado, about 175 kilometers southeast of Denver, but there were no injuries reported. Several thunderstorms and high winds swept across northern Texas and as far as Nebraska and Iowa, where heavy rains caused flooding in some areas. In Dallas, American Airlines canceled about 200 flights because of the weather. Many Dallas-bound flights were diverted to San Antonio, where hotels were quickly filled and the local Red Cross set up a refuge for passengers at a school near the airport. On Wednesday, a wave of storms moved across southeast Texas, threatening the Houston area and southwestern Louisiana with high winds and heavy rain. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Marshall, Texas.